Hey, what is going on with y'all, man? It's Black Balloon, and I'm coming back with another video. So y'all already know what's going on. All right, y'all. So here we're here to talk about Sexy Red, a little bit of the industry in general. And in light of her pitting out, I'm assuming she was on IG Live. I didn't catch where she pitted out on, what platform, but she talked about, you know, in a joking manner that she sold her soul and that she's a part of the Illuminated Ones, right? Now, when it comes to that being a part of the Illuminated Ones, we don't take that too serious. You know, we know that's a whole nother ball game, but her and her friends were joking about her selling her soul. Now, I'm going to go ahead and play the clip, but y'all know, as far as YouTube guidelines, I got to come on and talk a little bit before I can show a bunch of clips, which is why I do the videos this way these days instead of getting right to the point. But I'm not going to make this video that long because it's clear cut, right?
Did I sell my soul? Should I just tell them the truth?
She sold it for a double cheeseburger with mac sauce.
With extra onions on it, baby. Don't play.
Yo.
It's time for me to just keep it a honey with y'all. Like, yes, they got me in this shit. I don't know. I can't get out of it. I'm getting too much money. I don't want to get out of it. That's what y'all wanted to hear. Now I'm saying it. They talk about.
Now, we don't even really need to see the video to know she sold her soul. And she done got herself into something that she probably had no idea about. You know, just by this picture alone with her and Drake, when she was coming up, tells you everything you need to know. Man, Drake got his tongue out taking a picture with her. We already know what's going on. She probably got that baby in her now. It's making her tell the truth, making her realize what she got going on. But she actually admits it in a cocky way. And we know they ain't playing no games. They ain't out here joking. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's in it now, so she sees what it is. But, you know, y'all go ahead. Check this out.
Did I sell my soul? Should I just tell them the truth?
She sold it for a double cheeseburger with
mac sauce. With extra onions on it, baby. Don't play.
Yo.
It's time for me to just keep it a honey with y'all. Like, yes, they got me in this shit. I don't know. I can't get out of it. I'm getting too much money. I don't want to get out of it. That's what y'all wanted to hear. Now I'm saying it. They talk about stop playing. We just left this Hollywood party, baby. This Balenciaga party. Fuck with Balenciaga. Fuck with Lindsay. Lindsay cool. He cool. Nah, what'd he say? When you get your taxes. Bring me Balenciaga. Bring me Balenciaga himself.
Bring me Louis himself.
Hey, it's a bring out the buffalo. Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yep.
Me and Buffalo Wild Wings. Bring out the buffalo. Yes, I'm with the Illuminati.
That's her telling y'all that she's in it. You know, she know what it is. And she making so much money that she ain't willing to let it go. You know, she know they got her soul. And the crazy thing is, you know, someone sent me that on Instagram, so, you know, shout out to you if you're listening. But I went and searched it on YouTube, you know, just to see what else I could pull up tied to Sexy Red. But when I searched Sexy Red in the search bar and, you know, her selling her soul, the girl, what's her name? The other girl that was crying about selling her soul a couple years back, Sukiyana, that's how you say her name. She came up. She was actually the third video. It was two videos of Sexy Red, and then it was a Sukiyana video where she was talking about how she sold her soul and she was crying. Y'all remember that? That video went super viral probably 4 years ago. Something like that when she first got on, right? And they're both essentially the same role in music, just like mostly most other women that are able to sell sex. Like, you know, obviously Sukiyana ain't got, you know, all that going on with Drake. Sexy Red is kind of making a little bit more of an imprint music-wise. For me, I couldn't tell you a Sukiyana song or anything like that. But, you know, obviously today, she's giving in to what she signed up for. You know, they both, in a sense, made their foster bargains. And now they happy with it. Obviously, Sexy Red is a lot more new to the game. And, you know, she may experience a lot more than she thought she was ready for. You know, plus she about to bring a child into this world. But, you know, they know what they got going on. Now, the one with Sukiyana, that jump was, in a sense, kind of sad. Because you could tell at that point, she was still kind of raw. Like, her heart was still there, in a sense. And she realized what she did, and she felt like there was no turning back. Because she said, I don't even know if God can hear me right now. Look, I'm going to go ahead and play that clip for y'all, too, just to go ahead and bring it back. Because I've never posted that clip on my channel. I know a lot of y'all seen it. But, you know, for the context of this video, I'm just give y'all the clip because her video popped up when I was searching for it, and I didn't even type her name. So I felt, why not, you know? But anyways, check this out.
I want to tell y'all I apologize and I'm sorry for what I'm about to say, but as far as this music stuff, I won't be doing this music stuff anymore. I started this because this was my dream, and, you know, I wanted to make sure I could get me and my kids out the hood. It's always been my passion to rap. A while ago, I had signed a contract, and I didn't know nothing about the business or this game out here. And just right now, I'm realizing that I sold my soul to the devil. I signed myself to the devil. I don't even own myself no more. I sold my soul to the motherfucking devil, and I done prayed. I prayed and I prayed and I prayed. You know, and it's just like, I don't know if God can get me out of this, you know, and it's just like to the point where I don't even know, like, I can't. I just want to say I'm sorry to my fans. I know y'all love me. I know y'all believe in me, but I can't. I didn't know what I was doing back then, and I lost passion. I don't even believe in myself no more because of what I did. I did not know the game was like this. And I'm just ready to go back to school. I'm just ready to move away and go to school. I just want to tell everybody I'm sorry. And I won't be making any more music until I'm out of this contract. And who knows if that'll ever happen. Like, who knows if that can ever happen. I don't know. I done prayed and I prayed and I prayed. I don't even know if God can hear me at this point. But I just made the biggest mistake that I ever made. And I just hope, you know, if you're an artist, make sure you have an attorney to read over your contract, and don't let the person that you signed it to pick the attorney. Don't let them pay for the attorney either, because that means the attorney working for them. But I just lost my passion for this, and I'm just gonna go.
Now, that's what I was saying about hers being kind of sad. Like, some of these girls don't really care. You know, they get into it and they flaunt it. They flaunt selling their soul. They joke with their fans knowing what they really did, but they try to make their fans seem stupid. That was kind of sad to watch and listen to, because you could really hear, like, in her heart that she regret doing what she did. Now, today, she probably just in it so deep, you know, just is what it is now. It's like, you might as well continue making money doing what you're doing, because you're really not bold enough to let all that go. You're not bold enough to let the fame go. You're not bold enough to let the money go. It ain't even really in your heart, because, you know, after you do certain things over and over against your moral, you just, that's what you become. And that's kind of what Sukiyana done became. You know, she had that moment where she really regret, you know, everything that had happened. And you could tell she embodies it now. It's in her heart now to continue that life. And even like Glorilla, I think we talked about Glorilla when she had that concert. You know, what's a girl like, when Glorilla was born in 2000, what's a girl like this, you know, hood chick from Memphis, getting in the industry and out of nowhere start posing like this? Ask yourself this question. And when she did this, she tried to do the same thing Sexy Red was doing on that live, trying to make her fans feel stupid, saying she was just showing her rings. She did the Vow of Silence and the One Eye, you know, salute to the One Eye God, and both in the same picture. Just ask yourself, what is a girl like Glorilla doing this kind of photo for? Why is she posing like this? If it ain't something deeper, if she ain't let go of her soul, Even Ice Spice. They got Ice Spice too. This is her at the Met Gala. She knew what she was doing posing like this with that camera over that one eye. They took the photo just like this. This was her little prop. She was told to take a picture this way. They all have to salute to who they worship. They all have to salute to the one-eyed God, to the Baphomet.
Baphomet, the God of transformation. Now this is what the, some of you all who may study a little bit, you know this is what the music industry and Hollywood industry is all dominated by. People are confused about it. You got so many truth seekers and people who don't really know, and just everybody's the Illuminati and they just look for symbols everywhere, and you know, but the real point of Baphomet, I'm gonna show you the symbol, and then I want you to understand that this is the symbol that every artist and every Hollywood actor and everybody has to agree with in order to be famous. You have to bow to this beast in order to be famous. Fame is not based on talent. It's based on your ability to be used by demons. It's based on your ability to open up.
This is what it is. It don't matter, you know, new artists, up and coming artists, especially Ice Spice, they got her. She's everywhere. I think her, she posted her stats from Spotify. She had over 1 billion streams. I can't name a Ice Spice song except for that first song she came out with where she was talking about Much or whatever. I don't know anything else. I don't even know how she would have 1 billion streams. And we all know, you know, they fake streams and do what they gotta do to push their artists, but look at what they doing with her. We talked about her a little bit before on the channel. But they get all these girls to do this, bro. You know, they have the image to sell sex, which is why Ice Spice is a lot bigger than Glorilla, Sukiana, Sexy Red. She has more of the image. You know, she's light-skinned girl. They really selling her. They're literally selling her image. She's like the epitome of it. You know, I think they got, what's them little things called? Them little Chia Pet. They got little Ice Spice Chia Pets now. She had an Ice Spice Dunkin' Donut drink. They can really sell her, like literally. It's just crazy what the industry is, man. It's crazy. And you know, it may seem like we steady talk about the same stuff, but this is what they do. It's never gonna stop. And it's become more blatant. Like, you know, even outside of the females, y'all heard that little rapper that's like 10 years old? The little dude, like 10 years old, and whoever writing his raps got him talking about effing girls, if she ain't sexing, this and that, pitting dudes on a stretcher. Dude, like 10 years old. Y'all know who I'm talking about. If y'all seen him on Instagram going viral, bro, it's never gonna stop. Like, that's why we continue to do the videos, you know, like regardless of how you think it seems repetitive or you know what's going on. A lot of people don't. A lot of people still don't. That's why they still do it. And it's still so blatant. Like it's gotten even more blatant. It's crazy. It's crazy what the industry really is about, bro. And people every day, no matter how many videos I can put out, I can get 1 million views on every video I do about the industry. And there's still going to be 1,000 young rappers and female rappers and, you know, whoever, singers still trying to get on. It don't even matter. They want to taste that fame, that money, and that devil. They want to taste it. What was that quote by Mortal something? How it go? Oh, yeah, that Immortal Tech quote. If the devil asks you for a dance, you better say never, because a dance with the devil might last you forever. Sukiana. That's what made me think of that. No game, man. It ain't no game. But look, like I said, I wasn't going to make this video too long. I just want to get on here and talk about it. Just, you know, because somebody sent me that video of Sexy Red. So y'all already know what's going on, man. Y'all let me know what y'all think in the comments. Anything I might have missed among these new female rappers. And yeah, man, with that being said, it's Black Balloon. And I'm going to see y'all soon. Oh, yeah, let me know. Any future requests y'all got, keep letting me know. We're going to knock these videos out. All right, so with that being said, I'm going to see y'all soon. I'm out.